goodness. The passing of time, it goes by so quickly, does it not? This weekend, one of South Africa's music legends celebrates 50 years in the business. The originator of what is now known as Kwai Jazz will be performing with friends at the State Theatre in Pretoria on Saturday and Sunday. He's worked with legends like Ray Phiri, Sipho Gumede, Brenda Fassie, and many others. Got a Grammy nomination in 2013 for producing Brahu's Jabulani album. Pradondlaka has been an activist, a songwriter, a producer, a musician in his own right, and has kept the music and is a part of the soundtrack of South Africa's story, is he not? Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. 50 years in the music business. It's gone by in a flash, has it not?
Thank you both for having me. It's just a very exciting time for me, and the longevity one has sustained in this rough industry, one would call. Yes.
Do you know, I have followed your career since the early 80s when you were part of Image. Do you remember those days? Yeah. Could you have imagined you'd be celebrating this moment now?
You know what? You know, you never know in this industry. You know, one thing now, you are there just for a period of time, and then maybe something doesn't happen, or you move out and, you know, pursue other careers. But, you know, starting from the young age of 14 in 1972, well, here am I today.
I remember those days. You were part of a youth band. You tried to break into the international scene. In fact, I think that's when you changed Image to Y-Mage.
Yeah, it was incredible, because we were discovered by one of the top world producers, Tony Visconti, who at that time has produced all of David Bowie's albums, all of them. And he did about, you know, I Hate Mondays, and, you know, many albums that were big all over the world. And he heard about Image, and he came down and spent about 2 months with us on tour here in South Africa in the early 80s. And eventually he signed us to his label, and obviously we had to change the name from the I to the Y, because they said, you know, you go Image, and there's Image everywhere, you know, spelled that way. So we used Image, and we didn't understand it at all, but how do you, you know, pronounce Yvonne? It's with a Y. So Image. That's how you became that.
But of course, you have been a talent scout. You've influenced the, you know, generation after yours in terms of South Africa's music scene, and really the soundtrack of a young democracy, very much involved in a number of acts who burst onto the scene.
Yes. Yeah, we started, you know, when I came back from studying, you know, overseas, I came back and, you know, I started at a record label with a friend, Oskido, and DJ Christos, and it was called Kalawa, which is our names, you know. And it became, you know, that label that today, it's you know, it become like a history of South African, modern South African history in terms of the new democracy. And at the time, it gave me an opportunity to come up with my new sound called Kwai Jazz, you know, where I mixed or Kwai or anything in between, you know. The word Kwai obviously comes from the tongue's lingo of great, hip. You know, hip, when things are hip, you know, it's a bit of a squai.
A squai. All right, are we going to be expecting things to be quai this weekend at the State Theatre?
It's going to be, you know, I'm having people which have been a friend from the 70s, and Jimmy Good will join me on Sunday. There's Bologna, who's one of the biggest names in on the continent, and from Swaziland. So I'm having a lot of art, and Kunle from Nigeria. So it's going to be a real celebration. I'll be introducing some new, incredible music that hasn't been heard of. And I'll try to rekindle all what I did from 1972, though the voice doesn't match up with some of them I'll try to sing. there will be some surprises, I must say.
Are you going to get Jimmy and Don Knox on stage? One of these days.
Don is overseas. They're both overseas, but I'm getting Jimmy Kudu, actually.
Ah, the other Jimmy. Oh, all right. Yes. You can buy tickets at webtickets.co.za. You can also go to statetheatre.co.za and purchase your tickets. The shows are this weekend, Saturday the 27th of May at 8 p.m. and on Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m. Bradon Laga celebrating 50 years in the music business. Congratulations, my brother. And thank you for all that you have done to contribute to the music scene, not only your personal success, but the success of others that you have guaranteed.